Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 20th, and that marks a birthday for us as the Mountain Brook Baptist staff. Today is Barbara Morgan's birthday. Barbara is our administrative assistant to the pastor, and she has been with our church for many years. Happy birthday, Barbara. Today we pick up reading in the New International Version in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, and I will be reading verses 1 through 30. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, a cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open up the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work, and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 105, verses 23 through the end of the chapter. "Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark, for had they not rebelled against his words? He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain into hail, with lightning throughout their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locust came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstborn of all their manhood. He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering, and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail. He fed them well with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed like a river in the desert. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the land of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord." Now let's turn over to the book of Amos. Today we start a new book. We finished up Joel yesterday, and we turn the page to the book of Amos. As always, when we start a new book, I commend to you the Bible Project videos, which are online. Just put in Bible Project and Amos, and it will pull up a 7-minute video that will tell you more about the themes of Amos. But there's one theme that is reoccurring throughout the book, and it's this idea that Israel and the surrounding nations are ignoring injustices, and they are neglecting the poor. And so Amos has a series of sermons and divine messages to the kingdoms about how they are neglecting what God has called them to do. As we read through Amos, I want us to continue to think about this thought. Real relationship with God will transform our relationships with others. This was the thrust of Amos's sermons, and I think it is a real word for us as well, that we are called to be a people who bring justice and righteousness to the world around us. Amos chapter 1. The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa, the vision he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Carmel withers." This is what the Lord says, "For 3 sins of Damascus, even for 4, I will not relent, because she threshed Gilead with sledges having iron teeth. I will send fire on the house of Hazael that will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break down the gate of Damascus. I will destroy the king who is in the valley of Avon and the one who holds the scepter in Beth Eden. The people of Aram will go into exile to Kir, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Gaza, even for four, I will not relent, because she took captive whole communities and sold them to Edom. I will send fire on the walls of Gaza that will consume her fortresses. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines are dead, says the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Tyre, even for four, I will not relent, because she sold whole communities of captives to Edom. Disregarding a treaty of brotherhood, I will send fire on the walls of Tyre that will consume her fortresses. This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Edom, even for four, I will not relent, because he pursued his brother with a sword and slaughtered the women of the land. Because his anger raged continually and his fury flamed unchecked. I will send fire on Teman that will consume the fortresses of Bozrah. This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Ammon, even for four, I will not relent, because he ripped open pregnant women of Gilead in order to extend his borders. I will set fire on the walls of Raba that will consume her fortresses amid war cries on the day of battle, amid violent winds on a stormy day. Her king will go into exile, he and his officials together, says the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to go back to the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25. This has always been a very strange parable to me, and I'm still trying to discern what it means. So, Lord, help me. But one of the things that I realized about this parable in reading the book Act of Grace by James C. Petty, that the oil in our lamps may signify our good deeds we have done while on earth. So as we wait for the bridegroom to come, we fill our oil lamps with deeds that are in keeping with who he has called us to be, so that when he comes, we look like him, we are ready to be with him and to work alongside him, and he knows us because we have been about his work in this world. And so Webb and I were talking about this parable before I recorded this, and he said, well, Mom, what's the point? And I think that the main point is for us to be ready for our Savior to return. And so as we pray together to end our podcast today, that will be our prayer. Father, thank you for this time we have together to read your word. Remind us of your presence with us. Help us to be a people who go about doing your work here on earth, so that when you return, you will recognize us by our deeds. Lord, we want to know you more deeply. Help us to be a people who keep watch and are ready for you to return. And help us to be a people who know you and who follow you with all of our heart. And help us, Lord, as we read your word, to continue to learn what it means to act justly and to live with mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.